Nephi chapter 3. In this chapter, Nephi with his brothers returned to Jerusalem in order to get the plates that contain the history of their people. In verse 2, Lehi receives a dream telling him to send his sons back to Jerusalem. He passes this on to his sons. But immediately, this establishes that our leaders, in this case Lehi, tell the people that they have received the commandments from the Lord. In this case, he said that he had received it in a dream from the Lord. In verse 4, he repeats again that this is a commandment from the Lord, again establishing that the leaders are supposed to come to you and tell you that they have received the commandments for you from the Lord. The leader is not to set themselves up to be an intermediary. They are simply messengers. Our only intermediary is Jesus Christ. Again, leaders have an obligation to tell you that they are only acting as a messenger and that they receive the information from the Spirit even when they are a great prophet and a father as Lehi was. In verse 7, in response to this, Nephi says that he will do as the Lord commands, implying that he has checked with the Lord or the Spirit to ensure that his command is coming from the Lord. He does not simply take his father's or a prophet's word for it. It may seem that this commentary is harping on this point. This is not true. The Book of Mormon wants to clearly establish where we are to get our commands from, and that we are always to check with the Spirit. Then we will clearly understand even how we are to read the Book of Mormon. The purpose of the Book of Mormon is to lead us to Christ. Obviously, it is then important to clearly establish the communications channel in the beginning. In verses 5 and 6, we see that Laman and Lemuel murmured when they received this commandment. They said that it was hard for them to return to Jerusalem. What is so hard about that? They had been complaining that they wanted to return before. Thus, we know that they did believe the revelations and prophecies of their father. They knew things were bad in Jerusalem and that something might happen to them when they went back. Their problem is that they just do not want to follow the Lord. They know that following the Lord is a continued trial until their faith is developed. From these verses, we can see that the Lord will expect hard things from his followers. He will try their faith, which is a strengthening for those who persevere. If we have perfect faith, they are not trials at all. For then we know that the Lord knows what he is doing in his work and that his commands accomplish his purposes. Back to verse 7. Nephi says, "For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them." This is so good. It says that the Lord will prepare the way. Who will prepare the way? The Lord. It means that when the Lord gives a commandment, he takes all the burden of responsibility for its accomplishment on himself. All you are to do is follow the Lord. You must, in fact, rebel against the Spirit in order to not accomplish it. Also notice that there is an implied concept here, and that concept is that you must follow the Spirit to keep on the Lord's prepared path. Therefore, when the Lord gives us a commandment, we should rejoice. We should not say that this is a hard thing or an impossible thing. We should say, "Well, of course I will go do what the Lord wants, because the burden is upon him to prepare the way while I reap the benefit of it." An example is when President Kimball told us that we were to get out of debt. He said that this included efforts to get rid of our mortgages. Everyone said that that was impossible. A few members confirmed that this was coming from the Lord, and thus they were of good cheer, for it meant that the Lord must prepare a way for them to get completely out of debt. I know of one man who then held to the Lord's guidance and miraculously cleared all debts with plenty left over in 3 years. As we see that all the Lord's commandments are for our benefit, let us receive them with joy. Moving on to verse 8. Because Nephi has said this, Lehi recognizes that Nephi has been blessed by the Lord. We must then ask what it means that Nephi had been blessed. These verses give us a definition of blessed. Verse 7 implies that Nephi now has great faith in the Lord. Thus, blessed means that Nephi had been strengthened by the Lord. He had received understanding in how the Lord works. His faith in the Lord had grown. His determination to do the will of the Lord was stronger. Nephi being blessed therefore meant that his character had been developed to some degree on these points. Blessed usually means in Scripture to be progressed. We could rephrase this scripture to say that Nephi had been progressed by the Lord. The sons then journey back to Jerusalem. They draw lots to see who will go to Laban to try and get the records. The lot falls upon Laban. Laban goes to Laban, and Laban throws him out of his house. As he is doing this, he becomes angry with Laban. A probable reason for his anger was that the Spirit came to him and told him to give the records to Laban. But he took great pride to be the one among the people who was entrusted with the records. He was probably lifted up by the people for being the record holder. Thus, he saw Laban as a threat to his position. Remember that the Book of Mormon makes it clear that only a chosen man of God was given the records to hold. So Laban is really angry at the Spirit telling him to give up this great honor that was bestowed on him. Thus, Laban takes it out on Laman. But he cannot simply kill Laman. He must have a reason. So he rationalizes that Laman was there to trick him out of the records. Note, according to their standard, which was below the Lord's standard, a salesman today would be a liar and a thief. In verse 14, we learn that Laman was able to flee. Later, we learn that Laban was in charge of a lot of soldiers, yet Laman had gotten away. Obviously, he would have seen the hand of the Lord in this. When he gets back, though, he is not thankful to the Lord for his delivery. Instead, he turns to worldly emotion and gets sorrowful that he had almost been killed and desires to give up. In verse 15, Nephi says that he will continue to do what the Lord has commanded. Rewording his feelings, we could say that he said, "I don't care how tough this is. The important thing is that I do the Lord's commands. Whether or not we have success getting the records is not the issue. The issue is that the Lord has told us to go back and get the records. So if we die, so what? We must do as the Lord commands. The result of what happens is the Lord's responsibility." His next plan is to go back and trade all their gold for the records. In order to talk Laman and Lemuel into this plan, in verses 19 and 20, Nephi must give the reason for getting the records to Laman and Lemuel. The important point of these reasons is that Laman and Lemuel must be given them. They must be given the reasons of man or the world. In order to be motivated, they must have fear instilled to motivate. Their heart and motivation is on or from the world. Therefore, it is obvious also that Laman and Lemuel are not following the Spirit. Their lives are not motivated by following the Spirit of Christ, but in following man's standard of good, which always erodes. We also see here that following the Lord's command or the Spirit does not seem reasonable to man. They then try this new plan, and Laban steals their property. But they get away again, even though Laban had called his soldiers to steal their gold. In verse 28, we again see the attitude of Laman and Lemuel. They are not amazed or thankful that they got away. They are angry and take it out by beating their brothers. They are angry because it is their brother's fault that they almost got killed. They never see the Lord in their daily lives. An angel comes to stop them. This gives us some explanation of why angels come. Note, they come only when it is necessary. Here it is necessary to support the righteous and as a condemnation of or a last chance for the wicked. The angel says that they should not beat Nephi because he is going to be a ruler over them. Man always wants to think of this as power or dominion, meaning the ruling. what the angel is really saying is that they should listen to Nephi, and he could be a great teacher to them to lead them to following the Lord. It has been shown and will continue to be shown that Nephi's only desire is to be a follower of the Lord. In doing that, Nephi has or was always a servant to others. When the angel leaves, Laman and Lemuel begin to murmur. They say that it is not reasonable for them to go against the soldiers of Laban. All they continue to do is look with their worldly eyes. It shows us clearly that angels or miracles do not change character. This is only accomplished by a free will choice of that person. Notice that they are thinking in terms of worldly force and control and power. That is overpowering Laban's soldiers. We learn that again, the Lord will tell us to do things that are not reasonable to man. When we follow these things that are unreasonable, we see that everything works out. And we get to see the Lord's hand in preparing the way. We are then seeing the miracles of the Lord, and our faith is truly strengthened as we only see His hand through an eye of faith.